Chapter 3. The Battle for Family and Knowledge. Protecting family unity became the African American community's first line of defense. A strong, united family provided the love, hope, and courage necessary for survival in a hostile land. In fighting for family, each individual knew he or she was not alone, and affirmed a vital sense of identity and self-worth. The family unit's strength became the psychological base from which other resistance was launched. Women and men labored together in the fields and shared the burdens and joys of home and family. Because of this, the division of labor between men and women that was so pronounced among Europeans never hardened in slave communities. Powerful bonds of family love and kinship originated in West Africa, and slaveholders early sought to destroy African-American ties to the ancestral homeland. First banned was the use of drums, the center of African communications, and use of African languages. Whites also stopped non-Christian religious practices and cultural festivals. The oppressor promoted his religion and culture to help install slave obedience and conformity. But in the privacy of huts, African traditions and words survived in secret. African respect for the elderly and care for children continued in New World communities. In the homeland, babies were named for dead or elderly kinfolk. Grandparents or elderly uncles and aunts were consulted on names. These concepts crossed the Atlantic to survive in the New World. An African model of child discipline, stricter than U.S. standards, prevailed among slaves. This was judged necessary to train new generations in the traditions, skills, and morals vital for survival and for self-respect. White owners sought to control the naming process and selected babies' names from Greek or Roman history or folklore. Cato, Caesar, or Cupid.